This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China is the number one counterintelligence threat to the United States. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray listed the top two threats to the American security in this back and forth with Senator Lindsey Graham.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would say that there is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And I That's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Chinese, he says, have been keeping the FBI busy.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is, in a variety of ways, through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, et cetera, to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
The Chinese threat ranges from cyber intrusions to corruption of insiders at U.S. companies small and large, Ray said, citing a series of recent Chinese economic espionage cases investigated by the FBI. U.S. academia, he added, remains particularly vulnerable to Chinese spying efforts to steal publicly funded proprietary research. Asked about the upcoming 2020 U.S. elections, Ray reiterated previous comments that Moscow remains intent on interfering in them, calling Russia the number two counterintelligence threat to the United States. Former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson won the contest to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday. He'll be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt overwhelmingly. Final tally was 66% to 34%. This is VOA News. The White House is standing by President Donald Trump's assertion that India's prime minister asked him to mediate the long-standing dispute between India and Pakistan over Kashmir, the Himalayan region claimed by both nations. Trump offered Monday to get involved in the dispute. He was hosting Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan. Trump's remark created an instant storm of controversy in India. India's foreign minister told Parliament that the prime minister had made no such request. The UN Refugee and UN Migration Agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ministerial meeting was triggered by the July 5th bombing of the Tajoura detention center on the outskirts of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says no one should be returned to detention centers in Libya after being intercepted or rescued at sea.
Well, while that arbitrary detention of people after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard continues, then conditionalities should be put for any state support to the Coast Guard until that stops.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is concerned that search and rescue operations are increasingly left to non-governmental organizations or commercial vessels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that sanctions imposed by the United States against Iran are working, but that more pressure is needed. Speaking at a joint news conference alongside U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry.
The sanctions that he has imposed are working. We see the funds for that are used by Iran for their aggression in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Gaza. We see them drying up.
Netanyahu has been an outspoken critic of the nuclear deal between world powers and Iran and has accused it of trying to develop nuclear weapons. A judge in Puerto Rico has issued search warrants for the phones of the U.S. territory's governor, Ricardo Rossello, and 11 of his political allies in connection with a texting scandal. The warrants were issued after at least 10 days of protests against the governor. Rossello has been under fire since Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between him and several top aides. The messages included misogynistic and homophobic slurs, as well as messages laced with contempt for the victims of Hurricane Maria, who killed 3,000 people on the island in 2017. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.